Welcome back to Between the Lines. My guests on the final segment of the show today are the candidates for Fond du Lac County Sheriff, the incumbent, Mick Fink, the challenger, Fond du Lac Police Detective, Bill Ledger. Bill, when you were on this program after announcing, you said you were running in part to mend a rift that you said existed between the sheriff's office and the police department.
Yes, I did.
What is that rift?
Well, you know, the rift is it seems to be this atmosphere, this attitude from the sheriff's office against the police department. That and it's not just the city police department. There's other agencies out there. There's Camelsport, Brandon, Fairwater. There's Ripon, Town of Ripon, Rosendale. Just the attitude that we don't need your help attitude, or that we're better than you sometimes attitude. There's been obviously, the sheriff was well publicized in indicating that that came from the Dan Kaminsky, Eric Tony DA's election. But people that have been here long enough can see through that and know that this rift or this bad blood or between the administrations existed well before the Dan Kaminsky, Eric Tony DA's race. Obviously, if I'm elected, what I'd like to see is more of an open door policy from administrators. The sheriff being able to have an open door meeting with the police chief, the administrators being able to have an open door meetings with the administrators over there as well. And I'd like to see some more of a cooperation between specialty units. Me being a SWAT team guy for the last 10 years, I'd like to see the SWAT teams get together and train. I think in 10 years, we've done it one time. And then obviously there's the minor issues, with the deputy card issues that's been well publicized and beaten into the ground. Obviously it's there, it exists. There's still that issue out there that still remains unresolved.
Mick?
Well, you had a lot there, and I can see I have it written down, and I don't have a pen or a notepad with me, so I didn't take notes, but I'll start with the rift. And the rift, and I had talked to Bill Lamb about that, and I said, the rift is what it is. There's some detectives in the city police department that were angry, you included, Bill, when I supported Eric Tony for the district attorney's race. I thought that was the best choice at the time. I made no bones about it. I reluctantly got into that. There was a lot of things that came back. I want to jump onto the deputy cards. The deputy cards, I wasn't issuing hardly any after I was elected and took office on November 5th of 11. The issue never came up until almost 2 years later, and that was when Pat Premacine came in and talked with me, and it was basically that the detectives are demanding deputy cards, and I said, no, it's an honor to have a deputy card, and it's a privilege. Nobody's going to demand one. And furthermore, I talked to the chief of police in the city, and I asked him if he had an expander of jurisdiction policy in place, which absolutely covers these detectives when they go out into the county, no different than if I would have to go into Dodge County. It's an officer safety issue. In my mind, if I deputize a bunch of people and have them go out and work out into the county.
Bill, what about that?
I just want to get to the chiefs. Bill, have you talked to any of the chiefs in the county?
I have talked to some of the other patrolmen from certain jurisdictions.
But have you talked to any of the chiefs?
At this point, no.
Okay. I have contacted every chief in the county.
Okay.
And I've spoken with every chief.
Let me get back to the deputy.
Let me finish where I was. I can get almost incandescently angry with you when you speak of what other chiefs, when you haven't talked with them, when you speak about what my deputies say or aren't saying, and you have my deputies' wives' association up in arms because you seem to be speaking for them. Let them speak for themselves. And I spoke to every chief.
If they have that ability, chief, they would.
They have that ability, and I'm not a chief. They have that ability to speak on their own.
I think that's obvious, Sheriff.
What's that?
I think that's obvious that some people can't come forward and speak.
Bring those folks forward. Have them write editorials. Do what they need to do.
I think and everybody knows what's going to happen if somebody from your department speaks out against the administration.
Can you name an incident of that? We split the place down the middle in a Dobbins v. Pucker race. Eric Mullenbach, your friend, said to me, I'll sign a paper. I said, no, Eric, Billy's your friend. Do what you got to do. I understand that. I fully understand it. I get politics. I don't think you do. I think you're looking at this as it's got to be – us versus you or you versus us. When it comes to when you come right down to where we stand as a sheriff's office, you know, I challenge you to find in the last 8 years, you know how many grievances that I've had in the last 8 years? To the step three, and you understand what step three is, right?
I think, Sheriff.
Do you understand what step three is?
Go ahead and ask you finish your statement.
Do you understand what step
three
is? Because
I'd like to respond to the deputy card issues and some other issues.
Okay. Do you understand the step three? I think you're in a union, right?
Correct.
It's the first one, you talk it out. Second one, okay, like that.
It goes to arbitration.
I've had one in 8 years. Something's got to tell you at some point that we're firm, but we're fair.
Well, and the problem, though, Sheriff, is you do – there are people in your sheriff's office, and the problem is they're not comfortable coming forward. And even in the DA's race, they felt that they could not even place a sign in their yard, even for this.
How many
Let me
people?
Finish now,
okay.
Because I haven't had a chance to respond to some other things. You know, the deputy card issue, you make good points. There is some policies out there. But that's to take action against a crime that we actually observe taking place. If Mr. Stensland here has his home broken into in the city of Fond du Lac, and 3 weeks later, I find out the suspect lives in Campbellsport, Eden, or one of the other villages or townships, and I go down there, interview him, and he confesses to 8 burglaries, mm-hmm. a sexual assault, and a robbery. That is what we're talking about,
that we don't have the ability to make that arrest. There's where you're confused. If you're there and you're legitimately – have you ever read the expanded jurisdiction statute?
I have not read that statute.
Okay. Does your department have in place a policy – that accepts the expanded jurisdiction?
It's my understanding that if we were to follow up on an arrest outside of our jurisdiction and it's not something that's in progress, that we would have to notify the sheriff's office have a deputy respond out there. That's the misconception.
I'll just clear it up, okay? And, I mean, this isn't me even going on you for this. If you're out there in the performance of your duty and something becomes exigent that happens in front of you, you certainly have every right to make an arrest.
Correct.
If you go out and you're going to make an arrest out in the county and you know firsthand that before you're leaving you're going to make that arrest, you need a jurisdictional officer with you. No difference than if I go into Winnebago as a detective. That's why there's a state statute that has expanded jurisdiction.
All right.
You guys talk about good old boys. That was a good old boy thing when we used to swear people in. That's what it was.
I'm looking at the clock and we're running out of time here, so I'm going to give each of you an opportunity to make a final comment here, and we've got about a minute per person. So, Sheriff Mick Fink?
I plan on continuing being the sheriff. I know Detective Ledger is campaigning on change. I think the same that we've had down there, other than staying with it. And if we do something wrong, we're going to admit it. If we do something great or good, we're not going to peacock around. That's what I ask, and I ask for the public's trust.
All right. Bill Ledger?
Well, I'll use some of the sheriff's own words. You know, he mentioned the good old boy system and being hand-chosen for the position. 8 years as the chief deputy and 8 years as the sheriff running unopposed. You know, I think in this day and age, there has to be competition. Competition breeds leadership. Competition, obviously, the cream rises to the top. And I think it's time for a change to get rid of what the fact that there hasn't been any competition, that it has been an unopposed race. So I think leadership will rise to the top.
Bill Ledger, Fond du Lac police detective, and incumbent Sheriff Mick Fink, greatly appreciate both of you stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.